You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We love freedom. We believe that Bush cutting Taiwan loose, changing 50-plus years of treaties, is treachery. We believe that communist China is 100 times worse than Saddam Hussein and has killed thousands of times more than Saddam Hussein did. We know that Saddam Hussein was a CIA assassin from 54, put into power in 1976, head of the Ba'ath Party security apparatus by the late 60s. We know he was told to attack Iran and told to go ahead and invade Kuwait. We know, ladies and gentlemen, that the media is now going how evil he was for attacking Iran when he was told to attack Iran by our government. And when talk show hosts are confronted with this, neocons are confronted, they will come right out and say, cutting Taiwan loose is good. Bush signing the assault weapons ban is good. Saddam's the ultimate evil. Shut up. You're a liberal if you don't like it. Campaign finance is good. Open borders is good. No, it's not good. And we're sick of it. Now, we've got congressmen, generals, officers saying we're about to catch Saddam in the last 3 weeks. They were all bragging. A congressman 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, 12 days ago, came out and said we're an inch from catching him. And, because they had him down in that hole just waiting to release him. Question is it the real Saddam? We know there's body doubles involved. We know even Dan Rather had to respond to this. We're taking a lot of calls. I want to take 25 calls before this hour ends, and I want to hit at least 10 news stories in detail we haven't covered. So we're going to move quickly to your calls right now. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. To me, more important, if it somehow does turn out to be the real Saddam, more important than whatever contrived show trial they cook up is going to be how they're going to insulate him from any independent researchers like they did for Germany's Albert Speers.
Yeah, because he's totally in business with the Bushes, and even through 2001, only Dick Cheney's oil company was allowed to do business there. Saddam could only buy from Halliburton. Again, you talk about a staged event.
God bless.
Thanks for the call. Good points. Walton, Kansas City. Welcome, sir.
Well, God bless you, Alex. Great show. Listen every day. Tell you what, I wanted to make a point about this thing, the capture of Saddam, and I think it is somewhat a diversion. However, it's good news, like I called in to the radio talk shows here locally, trying to get information out. And I told them, I said, well, this is good news for everybody that loves freedom. Our borders are still wide open. Boy, the first show I called Sunday, they just played me off. Like, you know, well, you mean free people, you know, shouldn't be able to come and go? I said, no, no, no. I said, we as free people can jump in our Suburbans and go across the border and throw our money away and drive right back across and go back home. I said, what my concern is we could put, you know, these guys could, they could put them in these Mexican-style cowboy hats, cowboy boots and jeans and a T-shirt, and they're carrying, everybody's carrying something under their arm, and if you're looking at them at 500 yards through a pair of binoculars, they're going to look just like another Mexican.
Well, that's a point. I mean, how can the head of Homeland Security say we need to legalize all the illegals, but then we're going to have the government putting a microscope down our throats into our lives, and it is good for the troops closer to the end of this war to have Saddam, if it is Saddam, but they're just going to put an even worse dictatorship in. Our government put Saddam in to begin with, and no one wants to discuss that.
Yeah, and, you know, the point I was trying to bring up is not even that, because I know that they'd just cut me off right now, but I wanted to bring up the point of our borders still being wide open, and I mentioned that they're putting fences around Afghanistan and barbed wire around cities in
Iraq.
Iraq and all, but yet our borders are still wide open.
Absolutely.
Well, we can't
fence
them all off.
Thank you, Walt. Got to let you go. Thank you. Irving, David, Gene, and many others, you're up next. 1-800-259-9231. We ought to give out a special phone line so folks that disagree can get in. I want to hear from people that disagree with us. We don't censor the calls like you do. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We have the press conference that Bush gave at about 11:15 a couple hours ago. And I have no idea if they're going to edit out the comments that a reporter brought up. And we have confirmed those comments were made. The presidential candidate, Howard Dean, says you could have had prior knowledge of 9/11. And that Bush then paused and had to have his handlers tell him what to do. That was off script. And that he said that it was ridiculous, but that the reporter said it was hate speech. We found Bush's speech and press conference. We don't know if that part of the press conference is there. We're listening to it, and that's probably coming up before the end of the show. CNN is legendary, and others are legendary for editing these things up, but we did find a news story concerning it, so it was said. It already has made news. We got loaded phones. I said I'm going to take a ton of calls. I'm keeping the callers down to about a minute and a half apiece so we can get everybody in. Let's bang through five of them, then I'll hit another news story on Saddam, then I'll go back to five more calls. Irving in Colorado. Irving, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for this opportunity. You're off the air here in Denver now, but I'm on the phone listening to you.
You're listening on the stations that carry the first 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
That ace in the hole thing, I use that already on a morning talk show here, but I would like for you to connect the dot. If you can find out who came up with that whole deck of card analogy, you will know probably when they had him.
They claim that a lieutenant at the Pentagon thought it up.
Yeah.
But they lied about everything else. We don't know if that's true.
He probably did. Because
and by the way, sir, we're not just on... Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just on the four stations that carry the first 2 hours. All 3 hours are carried by 1360.
1360 on AM?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we have more affiliates for you.
Oh, okay. I was not listening to you 1060 here in Colorado.
Yeah, that's another great affiliate. But you can also listen on 1360 to all 3 hours.
Okay. I'll try to have that.
And that station, 1360, covers almost the whole state, goes into three other states.
And the reason I think the ace in the hole was played, I had heard Friday that Bush darn near called Cheney a racketeer with this Halliburton 61 million for gas.
You got to have an ace in the hole, little secret that nobody
right.
knows. Well, look, let me tell you this.
Bush better watch out, because I remember when Bobby Kennedy accused somebody of racketeering. And that's all I have to say on this.
Let me stop you, because I've been out of pocket this weekend showing a film in Houston. I know last week it broke real big that there was bid rigging. Well, there were no bids allowed, but even in the bills they were giving, which is normal procedure for defense contractors, that Halliburton on the oil and sales and the rest of it overcharged by hundreds of millions. Are you saying Bush was getting ready to cut Cheney loose last week?
It sure sounded like it.
What did he say?
It was on a broadcast here in Denver. I haven't heard it since, but
I heard Bush
out of his mouth say that Halliburton, Cheney's company, is bordering on racketeering.
So Bush was so worried about this story mm-hmm. that he was beginning to try to even burn his buddies. Thanks for the
right.
call. I'll have to confirm that. Folks, did you hear that? Did you see that? Did somebody email me that? I have no doubt the callers 95% of the time are telling the truth. I believe you, but I cannot confirm it. I need to find out, Irving. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to David in Illinois. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a recent listener to the show, and some of these things are so hard to believe, but if we're sticking with the Saddam story, if they captured him and it was just a setup, and they said that there was no radio equipment on him or around there, shouldn't they have planted that so as to say he is behind the resistance?
Okay, this is a complex question, David, but have you heard the background? Now, let me just ask you, do you not know that Saddam was an admitted CIA asset until at least 1990?
I do believe that.
Well, that's admitted. That's Congress.
Right.
That's Alphonse D'Amato. I mean, this is admitted. We got Rumsfeld kissy-kissing in 84 with him, literally sitting on his lap on a couch.
So he's a CIA agent, operative that they decided to use as a stooge to go into the Middle East, or is he like a rebellious agent?
No, let's break it down. Things went sour in 1989. Do you remember BCCI?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Clark Clifford, the engineer of the National Security Act, all these Bush people, all these top Democrats, members of Congress involved in a giant group of banks running chemical, biological, drug money, money laundering, one of the biggest banks in the world. It went down with major implications for Baker and Bush and all of them.
Okay.
And the thing went bankrupt because Saddam refused to pay back over $30 billion to Bush.
That was 1989?
Yes.
Okay.
But Bush and them still acted like they were friends, and April Gillespie, the U.S. ambassador, went, and this is on video, and I got a really bad copy of this off the news. I wish somebody, if you ever see a better copy, send it to me, folks. But this is admitted. Just type in, April Gillespie told Saddam to go ahead and invade Kuwait. There'll be hundreds of AP articles, and you name it, about it. This is 6 days before he rolled tanks into Kuwait. Saddam was saying, look, I'm bankrupt money-wise for buying weapons from you and the Russians. This is in the debate from the Iran-Iraq war. I can't pay you the $30 billion back to BCCI. He said, let me go into Kuwait. That's where the major oil fields are at. They're stealing my oil with horizontal drilling into our sweet crude. He said, I'm going to go in. And she smiles and says, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We have a defense treaty with Iraq. You are an ally. We will not get involved. I'm telling you the history here. 6 days later, a giant battle group, and I understand he's attacked the Kurds under our orders. He's attacked Iran, 100,000+ Iraqis died each year for 8 years. I mean, he did all this. He was trained by the CIA in 54. He killed Ba'athist leaders. He was put into power in the late 70s, but he worked for them all along. He rolled in and suddenly was no longer Saddam Hussein. He was Sodom Hussein, which means basically pervert. They changed his name in the media, didn't give him a way out, and did that. I'm not defending him. He's horrible. But he's a low-level criminal compared to the rest of these people. Okay? Iraq was the only country where you could have a Christian church on the street corner. In Saudi Arabia, they'll knock your teeth out, grab a gold cross off you, blow your head off.
Right, I understand that.
Okay, yeah, a bunch of garbage.
And then this is maybe
but
a little
Saddam,
bit off.
Saddam bought, you know, church equipment, pianos, Tariq Aziz, his number two guy, is a Christian. Saddam, compared to everybody else in the Middle East, was the best guy there. Okay, and he fought communists, he fought the Iranians, who are pretty bad folks, and look what he gets. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Compared to China and North Korea and Iran and Syria, he is nothing. Nothing. Now, to answer your question about what's happening now, is I'm saying this. We know there's Saddam body doubles, at least 10 of them. They admit that guy with the glasses on was a fake. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, that was on the news, and he was on the news, they were saying
they admitted it was fake on the news, and they admitted that the fat bin Laden tape was fake. And now they admit the Army planted hundreds of fake letters from troops in newspapers. They admit the mobile weapons trucks were for pumping up balloons, and they knew that day one. But for months, so we found mobile weapons trucks. They've lied. Now they find Saddam in a hole in the ground, like a prisoner. We don't know if the gun stuff's true, and I'm saying the Israeli intelligence people at Debka believe he had been captured by Republican Guard somebody for the ransom and had been held for weeks or months. And I'm saying, from all the indicators, that looks accurate to me. I don't know.
He was held captive by the United States military then?
Well, you notice they all converged on the Tikrit area and sat around there and took casualties there. But Saddam wasn't commanding anything from that spider hole, as they correctly call it. That's what they called him in Vietnam, according to what I've read. And it looks like his own... I'm sure you watched the news before the Gulf War, too.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember Rumsfeld giving multiple press conferences saying, don't worry, we've paid off the Republican Guard, we've paid off two major army groups in gold, they're going to give up, it's going to be easy, they don't like Saddam. Remember that?
Well, I don't remember that, but I'm sure you got documented.
And then,
on your
site. I do. I got it on tape. Yeah. And then after the war, he said, I never said that. They all fought. Oh, we're so valiant. My point is that I believe from the evidence that if they didn't fly him out, which had come out earlier, that they've been holding him the whole time. Buddy, that's a 5-6 month beard for somebody that has a fast growing beard. Mm-hmm. Okay? That they held him the whole time as a hostage to opportunely bring him out at the right point. I don't know, though. I know we have a Pentagon and a media that's a bunch of liars and has lied about things just as big. I know they've been caught lying. I know now that there's weird stuff surrounding this. I'm saying what is probable.
You know, Alex, I've only listened to a few episodes of your show, but I don't know if you can cover this question in its entirety, but if the Bushes are, you know, Satan-worshipping globalists, just the implications of that, just to coordinate that, is the UN and the United States conflicts, is that, you know, just a show? Is the
That's total,
the,
yeah.
We'll look Cold at the War, was the Cold War, was there a reality, or we got competing globalists then?
Oh, man, you know, that's a 10-hour question.
Yeah, I know.
But I've covered that. Let me break it down. Lenin clearly was a globalist, that's admitted. Stalin got control and broke away for a time. By Khrushchev, they were back under our control. By our control, I mean the globalists that run America. The okay. UN is publicly controlled by the big banks that publicly own America. They're playing the part of good cop, not going into Iraq. We go in, do the dirty work, take the blame. The EU is then shown as the savior, along with the UN for the third world. Now, that we have white papers on by the globalists. See, remember for years they deny global government? Now they say, will it be a UN world government or an American world government? And we bypass discussion of not wanting world government to, okay, what type of world government will it be, David?
Yeah, I mean, this is international bankers. This is just for a show then.
Well, yeah, well, look at Bush's actions. You know, he signed on to UNESCO at the UN. He increased UN funding across the board. He expanded Department of Education and Department of Transportation. He signed on to the UN treaties, except for a couple of them.
And then I'm wondering how Israel fits into this. I mean, I got to...
Israel is just a Middle Eastern base of all this. I wouldn't say Israel's at the top of it. Thanks for the call. Now, I spent more time with David because he was kind of skeptical. I will, if you disagree or skeptical. We're going to hammer through Gene and Alan and D and others when we get back and into more news. Stay with us.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Let's continue giving the listeners a chance to respond to this. We've been lied to so many times when concerning Iraq that I don't know what to believe. Now, if you don't know what we've been lied to about, should I refresh your memory? One of the biggest examples I keep giving is 2 months ago, hundreds of fake letters from troops with false signatures that they never read or never signed showing up in hundreds of newspapers. The Pentagon is manipulating our news, okay? Do you understand this, folks? They lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction. Don't worry, I'm sure they're going to pull those out right before the election. I've been told they got Bin Laden on ice to roll him out before the election. Okay? Let's go ahead and go to Gene in Colorado, and then Alan, Dee, and Curtis, and others. You're on the air, Gene.
Oh, yes, it's Gene in Kansas to Colorado. We're right next door to Colorado, though. That's okay. Okay, main question we want to ask, so you callers haven't heard anybody say anything on this yet. When they captured Hussein, they were supposed to captured, I think, over $7,000 or something like that in American-made money.
$700,000.
Yeah, $700,000. Well, what kind of business did he have there in the United States where he was making that kind of money from us?
Well, Saddam Hussein dealt in hundreds of billions of dollars a year. The biggest oil exporter in the world until the Gulf War was Iraq, and by taking that offline predominantly, that helped boost world oil prices, which made BP and Amoco and Dutch Roll Shell and ExxonMobil a lot more money. By them not shipping out a lot of oil now, that actually keeps prices higher and makes them money. It's not just about shipping the oil, it's about controlling the oil and controlling the refineries here in the West. Hussein, they found tens of millions of dollars and euros and gold buried in each big palace. So $700,000 compared to world leaders is like having a nickel in your pocket.
Oh, I see. Okay, now, how could I get you to call me sometime? I've got another one. It ain't related with Hussein, but it's...
Okay, I'll tell you what, sir. I'm gonna let you go, Gene in Kansas. I'm live on the air right now. If anybody that wants to try to talk to me or my office can call us at 512-291-5750. Alan in Ohio. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Alex. I don't know if this is a disagreement or not, but I have a little bit of different take on the Saddam thing. George Bush is being squeezed in relation to the dollar-euro scenario, and I think he's looking for a way to end this. The Russians want us out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and he can't stand for oil to be priced in euros, which is what they're threatening him with, and especially in election year.
You know, everybody wants to say that we went into Iraq because Saddam Hussein threatened to buy oil in euros. Okay, the Russians are already starting it. The Chinese are starting it. The Japanese have even placed some of their purchases of T-bills now into euros. And that's a red herring. We have 4, 5, 6-year-old PNAC documents written by the president's cabinet that wasn't in office at the time but already formed, where they said, we want the oil. We want an operation to attack Syria and Iran. We want it for weapons sales. That's why we're going into Iraq. We need a terrorist attack to get the people to accept it. Once Saddam knew he was going to get invaded, once the troops started massing, he said he was going to dump dollars and go to euros like everybody else is doing. Bush doesn't care if the dollar drops. Bush works for Europe. Bush has his Treasury Secretary Snow out bad-mouthing the dollar, saying it's good for it to drop all over the world to the point where the Europeans are panicking, the low-level folks, not the bosses that own us, saying this is going to destroy America and destroy a trading partner. They're talking about trying to freeze the euro, but the Rothschilds and others have said, no, we're not going to freeze the euro at 30-something percent higher than the dollar. We're going to let it continue to rise. And so Bush and them want the dollar to go down. I told people 6, 7 years ago when that euro came out, the dollar was going to drop because the globalist owned white paper said it. Thanks for the call. Great points, Alan. Good questions. D in West Virginia. You're on the air.
Dink?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Alex. This guy was talking a while ago about Bush eating turkey with the military.
Because he cares.
Yeah. Well, only the people that was high ranking got the turkey. Ones outside, if he'd watched Democracy Now, they was feeding the ones outside sea rations.
None of the troops got the turkey. They flew in a expert on prepared meals to make it look like they were going to feed them that. That was like a set piece on a television show. No one was allowed to eat that turkey. Hillary brought a turkey to Afghanistan, didn't let them have it. And by the way, neocons said it was bad when Hillary did it, which it was, but it's good when Bush does it. It's bad when Clinton's against Taiwan, but it's good when Bush is against it. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, folks, if you disagree with something I've said about the whole Saddam situation, if you've noticed a piece of media propaganda that needs to be exposed, if you want to comment on anything we've been discussing here, we've even got a line open right now for about 10 seconds. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Total propaganda presentation with the Saddam capture. I'm no fan of Saddam, but to compare him to Hitler is a joke when our government is wallowing at the feet of dictators and oligarchies and despotisms that make Saddam look like a choir boy. 1-800-259-9231, your chance to respond and get involved on air. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Curtis in Louisiana. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I got a very quick point for you. The first one is that piece that she was talking about the invasion of Kuwait. There's a little piece on the video called The War on the Iraqi People. It's on informationclearinghouse.info. The second point is the caller that called about the press conference this morning. Bush was asked about the 9/11 thing and about what he thought about it, and was it was it about hate speech? He never answered the question. He did pause for a few seconds and say it was absurd. They also asked him about...
And probably a Fox reporter. We now have the file, and I guess we're almost out of time. It's a press conference. We're probably going to air it tomorrow, or maybe one of the other shows will air that. Just amazing. Is it hate speech to say you had prior knowledge? See where we're going?
Yep, and also they also asked him, was it personal with him and Saddam, because Saddam tried to murder his father. And what did he think about it? I can't remember what he said, but he seemed like he kind of got mad, and I know he ended up saying good riddance, Saddam, and, you know, just stuff like that. And I also wonder, how is it possible that when they had the celebration, when he was supposedly caught, were people could fire these automatic weapons, you know, in the air, but then, you know, one minute it's okay to do it when you're celebrating, and then the next minute you get arrested for it, for having it.
Well, you get arrested for having it, or you get shot. They've been killing a bunch of people at weddings if they shoot their guns in the air. Thanks for the call, Curtis. Good to hear from you. Kevin in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Alex. The closest I can come to providing a call that disagrees is to say that, you know, I still, when I talk to my wife and some others, they'll say, you know, they don't want to believe this. They won't say that I'm crazy anymore, because they know that, and they just are uncomfortable talking about it. But today, you know, during this coverage of the alleged capture, I picked up my son's G.I. Joe, and I was kind of mimicking the thing, like, oh, here, we got him, you know. And my wife, not only my wife was cracking up, but even my five-year-old son can see through this stuff. If they keep up with this poor, you know, job on their propaganda, you know, we're going to continue to grow. This is great, I think, because they provide such a poor show that it makes it easy for our job to get the word out. People are catching on. They blew up Oklahoma City and Waco to marginalize folks who question the government. I.e., make them like Timothy McVeigh, or oh, they're crazy right wingers, or those people who store arms are crazies, and we, you know, this is what happens to them. It's also a threat to those people. But
well, you notice it's also a big distraction with the Saddam thing. We're not talking about Bush saying we're going to cut Taiwan loose and change our treaty. That doesn't seem to matter. Or Ridge saying we're going to have open borders and legalize all illegals. Or Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. We're not discussing that or Arnold's groping anymore. No, now it's all Saddam, 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 Saddam.
It's a hollow victory. I don't think people are buying it. You know, Conan O'Brien used to do that when he had Bill Clinton, and he'd have his lips through there, and he'd say, oh, you know, he'd mock Clinton, and he'd say, I don't think they're still buying it, Mr. Clinton. He'd say, oh, they're still buying it. Well, I think that's where George is these days.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. There are a lot of idiots that buy it, but they put them on the radio and censor out those that disagree. And I experienced that yesterday trying to call into talk shows, driving back to Austin from Houston. But not our show. We don't censor your calls, folks. No, you can call right in. Let's talk to... Brian, and Brian, where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Okay, it's Bruce in California. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed on the forum yet, in the Prison Planet forum, but there's a post on there about Saddam being a fake. Pretty good points in there. I don't know if you noticed, back in August 2nd, 2003, CENTCOM had released pictures of what they thought Saddam would look like. And they got about five pictures on there. It looks like he's got, you know, the gray and the mustache, gray and the hair, and then a few with pictures of him with a beard. The beard is very, very short. So they're basically proposing that we believe that in 4 months he grew this big, huge Santa Claus beard. And,
well, that's the point that I've made, that, and I actually did some research this morning. The people that have the fastest growing hair, it's about a half inch a month. Well, we say even if it was 3/4 of an inch a month, it couldn't get to, in some areas, 6 inches long.
Right, exactly. And as a matter of fact, I looked up a beard fact. I saw a beard fact that said 5 inches a year. It grows about 5 inches a year. Another piece of information, I don't know if you caught this, but one was from Reuters, the other was from AP. Saddam captured in Tikrit, disguised and dusty. I'll cut to the chase. Soldiers tore off a false beard and took samples from the ousted dictator for DNA identity test after digging down into a cellar. And then you look at, that was from Reuters. If you look at Associated Press, it says, let me see. Oh, the said Saddam had a salt and peppered beard when he was captured. Soldiers photographed him, shaved the beard, and photographed him again before running DNA tests. So, you know, two reputable sources, and, you know, you got, you know, two totally different accounts.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I know it stinks to high heaven. Thanks for the call. I know we got a bunch of callers, and I've lost track of who to go to next. Who's up first? Who in Colorado? Gary in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Good to talk to you, Gary.
You too. I just had a quick comment about something that stood out for me when I was watching coverage yesterday. Is the demonstrations in the streets of Baghdad.
Close-up shots of Chalibi, folks. I saw some of the same people I saw at the falling statue, and they've got the 10 reporters jumping up with glee. Yeah, you're not allowed to be a reporter unless you agree with the globalists. That's already been admitted, so of course they're going to have some lackeys there getting all excited.
And another interesting thing was they all had the same red banners, and they all had the same exact same pictures that they were holding up.
Well, yeah, it's the communist. Remember last week they had a, quote, protest demonstration against the terrorist, and it was all communist. The communists are thanking us. And again, I mean, I have no love for Saddam. He's a piece of filth, but he's our piece of filth. He did what he was told to do. He's nothing compared to China. And Bush is talking about we've gotten the new Hitler. And everybody's getting drunk having celebrations last night. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. That was my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Who's up next? Roy in Ohio. Go ahead.
The thing that got me was they right away they got the DNA sample. I don't know how long it takes to take a DNA sample, but surely it's not 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, Dan Rather said that morning, yesterday morning. He said, we're sure it's him, DNA sample.
Yeah, that's what got me. Of course, I've given 100-year tapes away, so that's all I have to say. Thank you. Over and out.
Hey, thank you for the call. He's given 100 of my videos out. Get the videos, get the films, make copies, expose the lies. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
We are so grateful for having a guy like you on the radio to tell these people they should listen to you and get with the program as to what's going on. I was saying, you know, I hate to bring back Jessica Lynch up again after this.
But she said it's a fable.
Exactly.
All the little heroes said it must be a secret Al-Qaeda.
The day that it happened, I was telling everybody, this is a complete fabrication of the truth. And no one wanted to believe me. And then the day she comes out and says, oh, this wasn't true.
She said it was a fable. And the Hispanic gentleman that actually killed all the Iraqis, they told his family to shut up, and four of the Special Forces people that, quote, rescued her spoke up. Now it's five, and they all got assassinated. Killed.
Isn't that amazing when you run in those circles? I mean, we could go on. The list is long, isn't it? Senator Wellstone. Senator
the woman that sued Bush for raping
Carnicorn, yeah. The woman that sued Bush for raping.
I didn't know if it was. I didn't know if she was telling the truth. I ignored the story. I mentioned it, but I said, I don't know if that's true. And then, boom, she gets shot in the back of the head. Suicide.
That's amazing how they can do that, huh?
Well, this another microbiologist in Houston. It's in the Houston Chronicle on Infowars.com. A truck jumped the street. A microbiologist, a chemist, ran over him.
Here's another thing about that, about people dying on the street like that. We'll go back to Dr. Kelly over in Britain.
Another microbiologist had a porting down, slitting his wrist with undigested pills in his belly.
Now, if we have all of these TV cameras in London, or supposedly like we do, how come that we didn't get a glimpse of any of him walking down the street?
Well, when the police finally showed up, they saw five men in black uniforms talk to them and then leave the scene, and then there's been no discussion of them. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Who's up next now? Okay, Jeremy in Indiana, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to see, you say you got videos of, or things on tape from news articles and such that you've seen, and not all of us have been fortunate enough to see that, and I was wondering if you could do for your next documentary, or one of them coming up, Iraq front to back with the whole thing.
I thought about doing that. That's why I taped hundreds of hours of video. That's why I've got thousands of news articles, and yes, I have a small operation, but I have certainly thought about doing that.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Miles in Texas. Miles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. I'd just like to know how you would comment on this. I'm wondering what this really means on the timeline, what it could mean for the globalists. Is this like a signal that they're that we're even closer to a declaration of a police state here? Are we closer to CIA doing terrorist act here? What's your comment on this?
Yes, we're much closer. It is a signal. General Eberhardt telling the LA Times that martial law is good and troops on the streets are good and the Pentagon spying on us is good is a major indicator. The same week in Cigar Aficionado to have Tommy Frank saying how this is the next step, to have Asia Times saying it with the Pentagon documents, to have the government saying we're about to be hit by bio attacks, we've got Roundup camps ready. That was the New York Times last Monday with RFID tags we'll have to wear. Martial law is good, keeps you safe. Yes, this is a massive acceleration towards the election, and it's very, very serious. And everybody kept saying George Bush is going to lose. He's got his Diebold machines in. It doesn't matter if he loses. He'll just get a Democrat who's the same person. But they've already carried out terror attacks. They're not going to stop unless enough of us expose that they are the terrorist. Does that answer your question? All right. Thank you for the call. Who was up next now, Stephanie? I got out of order. Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? While you're getting all those calls straight here, and I'll try to jam four or five more in, if you can get me their names and where they're calling from. Before I do that, let me just hit some final top news stories for you. On PrisonPlanet.com, we have the articles where they killed Chemical Ali over and over and over again and confirmed his dead body and DNA and then captured him again, where they captured the top al-Qaeda leaders. The American al-Qaeda operative unmasked last week as having planned to bring down the Brooklyn Bridge. It turned out it was an FBI asset, and it was a staged event to create fear. They have the capture of Khalid Shaikh Mohammed. Turns out he had been captured two other times and been killed another time. And there's a bunch of articles here out of other countries where there's a big bombing in the Philippines. The CIA swoops in, gets the guy, turns out he's a CIA agent, on and on and on and on and on. This is out of Debka file, which is basically Mossad. Indications are Saddam was being held prisoner. Number of questions are raised by the incredibly bedraggled, tired, and crushed condition of the once savage, dapper, and pampered ruler who was discovered in a hole in the ground on Saturday, December 13th. The length and state of his hair indicated he had not seen a barber or even had a shampoo for several weeks. Several weeks? Again, yeah, it would take probably a year to grow a beard that long conservatively. The wild state of his beard indicated he had not shaved for the same period. He didn't grow that in 2 weeks, Debka. The hole dug in the floor of the cellar in the farm compound near Tikrit was primitive indeed, 6 foot across, 8 foot across, and minimal sanitary arrangements, a far cry from his opulent palaces. Saddam looked beaten and hungry. Detained with him were two unidentified men, and they throw in the AK-47s. We don't even know that's true. The hole had only one opening. It was not only camouflaged with mud and bricks, it was also blocked. He could not have climbed out without someone on the inside removing the covering. And most important, the $750,100 notes was found with him, but no communications equipment of any kind, whether cell phone or even a carrier pigeon, for contacting the outside world. According to Debka analysts, these seven anomalies point to one conclusion. Saddam Hussein was not in hiding. He was a prisoner. After his last audio tape message was delivered and aired over Al Arabiya TV on Sunday, November 16th, on the occasion of Ramadan, Saddam was seized, possibly with the convenience of his own men, and held in that hole in Anwar for 3 weeks or more, which would have accounted for his appearance and condition. Meanwhile, his captors bargained for the $25 million prize of the Americans, who promised for information leading to his capture alive or dead. The negotiators were mediated by Jahal Talhini's Kurdish PUK militia. These circumstances would explain the ex-ruler's docileness, described by Lieutenant General Sanchez as resignation in the face of his capture by U.S. forces. He must have regarded them as his rescuers and would have greeted them with relief. From General Sanchez, envisions answers to questions, $25 million bounty. He evades them. It may be inferred the Americans and the Kurds took advantage of the negotiations with Saddam's abductors to move in close and capture him on their own account for three reasons. And we have Tommy Frank saying we're about to capture him in the next few weeks, and Cigar Aficionado. We have the congressman coming out on December 3rd to the Associated Press and saying that they were about to capture him, quote, we're this close, and showed his fingers up, you know, as an inch. This is amazing that this type of stuff is going on. And remember, it was reported by the Iranians, by British press on the ground, that Saddam was flown out of the country. He had been offered an amnesty deal, which he then tried to take a month before they invaded. Then Bush said, no, no amnesty. That's on the record. We know they paid off the Republican Guard before the invasion. So all of these indicators together shows that they probably captured him and stuck him in that hole for months and months and months and months and months, and now released him. So very, very important. An Iranian news agency close to top conservative military figures attributed the fall of Baghdad to a secret deal agreement between Saddam Hussein, Russia, and the U.S. According to the Bat's-Tob agency, 13 days after the start of the war, Saddam and Russia intelligence agency pledged to hand over Baghdad with minimal resistance to Allied forces, providing they spare the lives of Saddam and 100 of his closest relatives. Did he come in to get amnesty and get grabbed and stuck in that hole? We don't know. Is that the real Saddam? We know there's doubles. We don't know. It looks like him a lot better than the last guy they had on TV, which they admitted was a double. We'll come back, jam a few final calls in and a few final pieces of news, and then I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and this network will continue to cover all this information.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, folks, Ray McGovern is a 27-year veteran of the analysis section of the CIA at the highest levels for the National Security Council. He advised George Herbert, Walker Bush, Ronald Reagan. We've had him on many times. He'll be joining us tomorrow in the third hour. He's on with us just for a few minutes. He runs an inner-city youth program and had an emergency, had to go deal with that today and had to cancel. But he's here with us now. And Mr. McGovern, you exposed that it was really the Iranians, and it's come out in congressional hearings, that nerve gas, that's a lie. You've gone over all this. In 3 minutes, what do you think about this capture? What do you think it means? And how can they allow him to have a real trial if many of his crimes, or what they call crimes, were committed with BCCI and the Bushes and others? You have the floor.
Well, if it's thanks, Alex. If it's a real trial, that is, if it's a real open and honest one, it will be incredibly embarrassing for the Bush administration because of the past support that this country has given to Saddam Hussein. We pretty much put him up in business. We didn't at all object when he used the gas against the Iranians and so forth. So the important thing, Alex, is to make sure that the any trial would be plausible, that the that requires an international presence. There are international ways to do this. If the U.S. and its the people it's put in place in Iraq decide to handle this exclusively without letting real participation from the international sector, it's not going to be credible at all.
Well, they can't let Chalibi, the former torture expert for the Shah, do it. Bush says this is the end of torture, this is the end of secret police. This looks like it's the beginning. They're putting the Baathist back into power. I mean, I don't think the UN courts are that good, but compared to Chalibi somebody, I mean, you can't appoint a counsel and then say that it's not a puppet for Bush. So what do you see happening?
Exactly. Well, I see them between a rock and a hard place, because if they let a real trial go forward, they're going to have a lot of embarrassment. If they don't let it go forward, there will be always suspicions. The big question for me, Alex, is where are the weapons of mass destruction? Now, if anyone knows where the weapons of mass destruction are, Saddam Hussein does.
Well, sir, you know a bunch of troops carrying some type of explosives suddenly got sick and their lungs collapsed and liquefied. It looked like chemical weapons exposure. They've been hauling a lot of stuff around. Couldn't they produce that, fake that? They faked fake newspaper articles. They've put out fake reports, fake Niger info. I mean, I don't think Bush is beyond producing fake weapons of mass destruction right before the election.
Yeah, some people are very surprised that they've not done that already, but they haven't. And, you know, if you take a non-cynical look at this and you give Bush the benefit of the doubt, which is really hard to do, but you say, okay, let's assume there were weapons of mass destruction there. Well, where the heck are they? Last time we had a chance to ask somebody who knew Saddam Hussein's sons, we fired 10 anti-tank missiles into them. Now we've got Saddam Hussein himself. Now we should be able to find out. Where are they?
You don't think he'll slip on a banana peel, do you?
Well, that's entirely possible. But the answer he'll give, of course, will be there ain't none. There haven't been none. There haven't been any since the mid-90s.
Well, people are calling this a big victory, and I'm no fan of Saddam. I know you're not as well, but you worked in the White House during, you know, the big period with him. I mean, how can they put him in prison but not put people in business with him in prison?
Well, it's very different, very difficult, and they'll have to work through. You know, one of the major things here, Alex, is what sort of legality obtains here? Are we an occupying power, or are we a power that attacked this country and arrested its leader? What sort of juridical right do we have to do anything?
Okay, Ray McGovern, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for coming on the show, and God bless.
Looking forward to you.
You bet. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Central will be there. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. We're lining up a bunch of guests for you. And sorry to all the callers. Don't have time to get to you, but we took about 40 calls today, so that was good. And go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the films. Read the news articles. Spread the word. Fight the globalists. Expose their crimes. InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. To the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show, great job. I'll see you back tonight, back tomorrow. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or